Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Tuesday, January 25th, and today is Opposite Day.
I hate Opposite Day. I'm not ready!
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Cherokee County seeks to intervene in the Northside Anthem Blue Cross lawsuit. Mayor Caldwell recapped 2021 in State of the City address. Canton City Council approved the 251-unit apartment development for seniors. Sawney EMC will return $7.8 million to current and former members. Piedmont Healthcare locations requiring medical masks, not cloth masks, at facilities. And finally, the River Ridge swimmers striving to complete the mission won the county. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Cherokee County has filed a motion to join Northside Hospital in its lawsuit against Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. In a motion filed Friday in the Fulton County Superior Court, the county seeks to intervene as an additional plaintiff. Late last year, Anthem began the process of ending coverage of Northside physicians and facilities for its customers. Representatives of the insurance company have said it is seeking to lower health care costs for its customers. Northside filed suit in Fulton County in December, and the court granted an injunctive relief, keeping Northside in-network for Anthem customers through January 31st. In response, Anthem filed to ask the court to end the injunction and start an arbitration process to work out the contract dispute. If Anthem's motion is granted, Northside Hospital says over 400,000 Anthem members will lose coverage for their doctors and facilities. The contract dispute affects both individual and corporate members. Medicaid is under a separate contract, so Medicaid customers are not affected. In 2021, Woodstock boasted low crime rates and made progress on transportation plans to keep up with its rapid growth. Mayor Caldwell, in his State of the City address Friday, recognized the efforts of previous Woodstock Mayor Donnie Enriquez, city staff, city leaders, public services, and emergency personnel, who he said all played a role in shaping Woodstock into what it is today. He began by addressing the growth Woodstock has seen over the last few decades. The new mayor also expressed his desire to continue to see the city grow in 2022. Closing out his address to those in attendance, Mayor Caldwell said he's thankful to have been chosen to lead Woodstock as its 31st mayor in 2022.
All right, folks, it's supper time.
Supper at 4 o'clock? Oh, what a sweet deal.
The Canton City Council approved applications Thursday for a 55 and up senior community development consisting of 251 apartments in the Riverstone area. The applicant, Mark Sween, on behalf of Dominium, the developer, requested a conditional use permit request for multifamily buildings, according to city documents. A master plan amendment at the Riverstone development was also approved, which would allow multifamily under residential use in lieu of office to reduce the minimum room size to 700 square feet to increase the allowed density from 6 to 8 units per acre and to establish setbacks at 50 feet in the front, 40 feet on the side, and 40 feet in the rear. The development, called Bluffs at Hickory Creek, is expected to have 115 one-bedroom units, 115 two-bedroom units, and 21 three-bedroom units. All units will be income-restricted, and rent for a one-bedroom unit would be $970, $1,164 for a two-bedroom unit, and $1,344 for a three-bedroom. The area is a vacant 32.91 acres along Bluffs Parkway. Sawney Electric Membership Corporation is preparing to return about $7.8 million to an estimated 120,208 eligible current and former members. The payments are through a general retirement of patronage capital, which includes funds assigned for the balance of 2003 and all of 2004. This action will provide funds to individuals and businesses who were members of the cooperative and received electric service from Sawney at any time during 2003 or 2004. Sawney EMC will distribute about $7.8 million to members with an average refund of about $65.49. Existing Sawney EMC members who are receiving a refund will receive their patronage capital retirement in the form of a credit on their March 2022 electric bill. Former members who no longer have an active account with Sawney and have a valid forwarding address on file will be mailed a check to their last known address on or around April 5th. Kennesaw State has made plans to honor its alumni and the memory of a late coach. Here's Matt Golden with more on the story.
Kennesaw State's men's basketball program will host Tony Engel Night on January the 29th to celebrate the late coach who led the Owls to the 2004 Division II National Championship. The same date will also serve as an alumni day to recognize past members of the men's and women's basketball programs at Kennesaw State and at Southern Poly, which was folded into the former university in 2015. Coach Engel, who died January 12, 2021 due to complications with COVID-19, led KSU to the only NCAA basketball championship at any level in the state of Georgia. Coach Engel also guided the Owls through their transition into Division I in 2005-2006 before stepping down in 2011 as the school's all-time winningest coach with 178 wins. Coach Engel will be represented by his wife, Jean, their sons, Elliot, Israel, Tony Jr., and Golden, and their daughter, Sunshine, and their grandchildren. Golden and Israel played for their father at Kennesaw State while Tony Jr. served as an assistant. Kennesaw State will honor the alumni for the men's and women's programs during the doubleheader against North Alabama. The women's game is scheduled for 2 p.m. with the men to follow at 5:30. For more on this story in KSU basketball, please go to TribuneLedgerNews.com. For the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
It's a new year and time to set some goals. Hi, I'm Dr. Taylor Hoskins of Align Life of Woodstock. Every day, I am helping people just like you align their life and focus on their overall well-being. My office specializes in chiropractic, nutrition enhancement, and detoxification. So if that New Year's resolution involves improving your health, call me at 678-385-9333 or visit us online anytime at AlignLifeWoodstock.com.
Where? Ah, mask, wear a mask. Is this really much to ask? Tie some fabric round your face. Oh, it's the simplest of tasks at the gym.
Visitors and patients at Piedmont Healthcare facilities will now need to wear medical masks as opposed to cloth masks, Piedmont Mountainside Hospital announced Friday. The healthcare system includes several doctor's offices, clinics, and urgent cares in Cherokee County. The healthcare system updated its masking policy to prevent the spread of the highly contagious Omicron variant of the coronavirus. The new rule applies across the Piedmont system to visitors, patients, and staff. Surgical masks, KN95 or N95 masks, are accepted. If a patient or visitor does not have an appropriate mask, hospital staff will provide one.
When life gets you down, you know what you gotta do?
I don't wanna know what you gotta do.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do? We swim, swim.
Dorino singing.
River Ridge's approach for this season's Cherokee County Swim Meet is simple. Come out on top. The Knights have had their sights set on winning the meeting since the season began, and after an impressive showing, that's certainly possible Saturday at the Cherokee County Aquatic Center in Holly Springs. Versatility has been a strength of the Knights dating back to preseason workouts. Now with a county title on the line, River Ridge has plenty of options to fill in a championship puzzle. The Knights were second overall last year, though they won handily on the boys' side. They're looking for the combined title this year, and the stage is set with many of their top swimmers returning.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial, hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation, 678-ESOG9.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.